NPR's Linda Wertheimer has been in St. Charles, Missouri this week talking to people about the possibility of war with Iraq and what it might mean for the country. Today, she shares some of the messages she has heard.
We came to St. Charles because of where it is and what it is. The Lewis and Clark expedition headed west up the Missouri from St. Charles, so it's a town with history and roots. It's also suburban. Many people live here and work in St. Louis. And St. Charles people are very much a part of Missouri's show-me way of thinking, according to Mayor Patty York.
We are very conservative. We're not going to be the first ones that jump on anything. We let the East Coast try it, then the West Coast takes it up. If it works those two places, then maybe we'll talk about it and make it happen here. But usually we're not the first ones to jump on any idea.
The mayor told us people here are anxious about the economy and the war, but we also heard from this predominantly Republican area that most are prepared to trust the president on Iraq. Over and over, we were told he knows more than we do. At a Rotary Club meeting, we heard that from accountant Nancy Matheny and Tony Schmidt, who's in the construction business.
I think there are quite a few people who were critical of the fact that there may have been information we were aware of prior to September 11th and didn't react. And I think this might be the same situation. You got a situation in Iraq. I think our government and our leaders know something or suspect something, and I think we're going to be proactive about it.
When President Bush is ready, when he has all the facts and he's ready, I believe he will do whatever needs to be done.
Several people we talked to said this war, if it comes, will be different from the Gulf War in 1991. That was on the other side of the world. Now, September 11th has demonstrated that this kind of conflict can come here. The possibility that Iraq has chemical and biological weapons makes that even more frightening.
Can I help you?
Over coffee one morning, English professor Teddy Norris told us she opposes all war, but she's torn.
If we don't do something to stop this man, what are we going to be facing down the road? And I think since September 11th, that has come home to us in a way that it was never quite real before, but now we have had to look that demon in the face. And so there are days when I feel incredibly torn, not entirely knowing which side of this I'm on.
We spent one afternoon at a ladies' tea at the Community Arts Center in the next-door town, St. Peter's. The ladies voted with their applause for the most fanciful hat. There was a lecture, cookies and cakes, and when we asked, concern that the world's problems have come very close to home. Shirley Valcamp wore a red hat to the tea.
I'm just afraid we're opening up Pandora's box. Where are we going to stop? And now they're talking about Iran. There's Syria. I mean, you know, North Korea. Where are we going to stop with this? What makes us feel that we have the answer to all of the world's problems?
For many people here, of course, the possibility of war is very personal. They have family in the military. At the ladies' tea, we talked to Jackie Schwadron, whose daughter-in-law is an Army nurse based now in Kuwait.
They call her Grandma over there because she's 54 years old. But she's the best daughter-in-law a person could have, and I'm worried about her. She called me the other day from Kuwait. And it was wonderful to hear her voice.
Jackie Schwadron told us she hates war. I've lived through so many, she said. She trusts the president, but she regrets the way this conflict has changed her world.
I feel that my grandchildren will never be free like I was. We were free. We never worried about things. Now we must worry about everything.
Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, St. Charles County, Missouri.